Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, it's a warm and calm evening across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, providing a peaceful backdrop. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a late-night stroll. Haifa is similarly pleasant, with a gentle breeze coming in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla 3 hours ago, Netanyahu has faced fierce criticism. Mayan Sherman, the mother of a hostage killed in Gaza, expressed outrage over a propaganda video. She questioned those supporting Netanyahu. Also, Ynet reports from 6 hours ago that Israel is on high alert. There are concerns about a potential Iranian attack. This follows Trump's recent threats and a significant U.S. military buildup. Also this hour, according to JNS, senators questioned defense officials about Iran war funding. This happened earlier today. The Secretary of Defense accused Democrats of cowardice over military operations. Separately, Israel Hayom reports a meeting at the White House today. The Lebanese president presented Trump with a plan to disarm Hezbollah. Trump commented on plans to strike Mount Marcus soon. And finally, from JTA 3 hours ago, Ed Miliband, Britain's new Jewish foreign secretary, has a complex history. He has defended British Jews while supporting increased diplomatic pressure on Israel regarding Gaza. From X, the latest, Visegrad 24, a European news outlet, reported minutes ago that a mural in Milan was vandalized. The artwork depicted Holocaust figures Anne Frank and Primo Levi. Vandals replaced the original message with an anti-Semitic slogan. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, shared just now that U.S. Central Command has been striking Iran. The strikes, ongoing for 11 nights, aim to reduce Iran's threat in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command confirmed minutes ago that these strikes are part of a broader strategy. The goal is to limit Iran's ability to disrupt commercial shipping lanes. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's criticism. Mayan Sherman, speaking to Walla, expressed deep frustration. Her son was kidnapped and killed in Gaza. She feels the government's response has been inadequate. This reflects a growing dissatisfaction among citizens. Turning to the potential conflict with Iran, Ynet highlights the heightened tensions. Trump's threats and a U.S. military buildup have increased fears of war. Qatar and Oman are advocating for a ceasefire. The region remains on edge, waiting for diplomatic breakthroughs. Meanwhile, the Senate hearing on Iran's war funding drew attention today. JNS detailed the intense debate. The Secretary of Defense defended the need for ongoing military operations. Some senators remain unconvinced. The outcome may affect future U.S. military engagements. In a related development, the White House meeting on Hezbollah was significant. Israel Hayom reported that the Lebanese president sought U.S. support to disarm the group. This initiative could reshape regional power dynamics. However, the likelihood of success remains uncertain. Finally, Ed Miliband's appointment as foreign secretary is notable. JTA explains that his past support for British Jews contrasts with his stance on Israel's policies. His role could influence future UK-Israel relations. Observers are watching closely for any policy shifts. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Intel's earnings report is under scrutiny. Wall Street analysts are questioning the sustainability of the AI chip boom. This could affect investor confidence in tech stocks. Separately, Walla Business highlights ongoing challenges in the labor market. Despite signs of recovery, the numbers show a long road ahead. The war's impact on employment remains a concern for many Israelis. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on a new proposal in urban renewal. Real estate leaders are calling for changes to prevent disputes with residents. This could transform the landscape of urban development in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.